Glad to have you guys with us, and welcome to the Valley Outdoors. And apparently I am too hot for my shirt.
You're just too hot.
That's what's happening.
Too hot.
Good to see you, Ava. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Don is not here this week. He's off gallivanting, doing something else in some other part of the state. Don't know what, but hey, it always makes for a faster show when we can come through and just, you know, whiz right through this thing. It's amazing.
Good thing we have a good guest.
Yes, we do have a good guest. We got Pete Mergens joining us. He's the head coach for the Northfield Trap and Skeet champion team. They won in the skeet side of it. We'll get the whole story in that. And obviously, it's one of the largest teams out of 356 in the state of Minnesota as well. We'll get the insight, the lowdown, all what's going on, that and more. Even the best walleye baits. We may touch on that if we have time. Best walleye baits of 2024. Who knows? Join us shortly. We'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well, Ava, good to see you.
It's good to see you.
And it's good to be seen. We had the funny part. I'm too hot for my shirt. We had a little, had to do a little redo.
You know, your voice is so powerful. Sometimes you're just too hot. And I need to start over.
And I took advantage of the statement. I couldn't help myself.
Yep.
Of course, we had a good chuckle. But nonetheless, having a good chuckle, there's a story that we'll talk about at some point in the show today. But a guy in Michigan, he decided to divert a national park river.
By himself, yeah.
By himself, yeah. Single-handedly. So that's rather impressive, I will say that. But nonetheless, more important is the rain aspect of what's going on around here. This is beyond crazy. I'm a little blown away and a little frustrated because, of course, I like to fish the river. We're located in Red Wings where we tape this, and it's gone no wake. It's supposed to crest on Monday, this coming Monday. But with the forecast you and I were just looking at literally right as we're coming on air, it's looking sketchy. I mean, it rained on Thursday this week. It rained on Friday this week. It's going to rain Monday, storms, Tuesday storms, Thursday storms, and then Friday rain. And again, long range forecast is one thing, but this is to the point where you wonder how much, how long this flooding stage is going to last this
I don't know.
Summer.
I mean, so our area, we see flooding pretty much every year. Pretty
yeah.
much. I mean, we're prepared for it.
Yeah.
Whole nine yards. But these communities that don't see it ever and devastating floods. I mean, Spencer, Iowa.
Yep.
I have friends that live there and the pictures and like, what? You know?
Well,
the Mankato Dam.
Yeah.
Making its own.
Yeah.
It
route.
Went around.
I think you've got. And it, obviously tying it into outdoor recreational aspects. So you look at campgrounds that are flooded out. across the board, it's devastating for, you know, for anybody doing anything outdoors. I'll just say mosquitoes. And
oh, they're so bad.
It's really bad. Obviously it is. But, you know, when you look at being safe, I mean, they put a no-wake zone in the river all the way from the upper aspect of the Mississippi down to Lake City. It's a no-wake zone. So it's a good thing. It's dangerous. There's a lot of floating debris, a ton of floating debris that is coming out of the woods that hasn't been that removed, I guess, for a while, or, you know, with an extended flooding situation. But nonetheless, I mean, a lot of it comes down to being safe, making sure that you are safe when you go out in the water. I don't care whether it's a lake that you know. Understand that if the water is high, things on shoreline that weren't prepared to be that high will float.
Are now in the water.
And they will be neutrally buoyant. Rivers are a special case where that is a challenge. And, you know, I want to do some testing out on the river with some new items on the boat. And I can't do that because the damage that could incur, as well as obviously no wake zones. But anyway, be safe out there, you guys. We don't know when this is going to stop. You know, get a boat. You'll be safe. How about that? Is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of rivers and flooding, a gentleman decided in Michigan, we might as well bring it up real quick right now, he decided to divert a national park river on his own. He's convicted of changing the river path to ease boat access to Lake Michigan. He's banned from National Park Service property during the five-year period, including Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore in northern Michigan, where the incident occurred. He had a policy dispute with the National Park Service on whether to dredge the Platte River. And while he does have the right to disagree and advocate for his position, he did not have the right to take the law into his own hands and force the favored result. He was found guilty of a misdemeanor and tampering and vandalism during the brief trial. He was witnessed, a ranger witnessed him digging with a shovel within days, the government said. A new channel, Lake Michigan, grew to about 200 feet, 61 meters wide, attracting fishermen. The Park Service no longer dredges the river, and as a result, the sediment and sand buildup was reducing the ability to get boats to Lake Michigan. In a court filing, they said that the river had already been diverted by others when Howard moved some sand and rocks. Anything Mr. Howard did characterized as enhancing the newly created flow of the river was really insignificant. So there you have it. When things don't work and they're not doing what they're supposed to.
Don't take a shovel and try and do it yourself.
Yeah, apparently that's a no-no. The photo is pretty crazy, though. I mean, you have to admit.
And it turned into something like,
I don't know. I'm at a loss, yep. But I have been in before, so it's nothing new. It's nothing new. But anyway, we're going to be coming back. We're going to be talking with Pete Mergens, Northfield Trap and Skeet coach. He's the head coach, and talk a little bit about high school trap and skeet. What makes a championship team? That and more when we return.